Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix, sir. I'm not selling anything or asking for any donation. May I please speak with Mark?
This is he.
Okay, Mark, do you have a couple of minutes of your time to help us out with the survey?
I might be able to. What is a couple, though, truly? It's not 30, is it? Because I don't have 30.
No, less than 5. I'll be honest.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Proceed.
Yeah,
proceed.
Okay. All right. So, Mark, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track, Mark?
Wrong.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area begins?
No, it's clear. I know the city.
Okay, perfect. Now, this is the questions that the survey is asking. Sex of respondent, male, female?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a dude.
Okay. And what year were you born, Mark?
62.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I think it's good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Mark,
so
the first one, better street and road maintenance, from 1 to 5. Yes?
Well, here's the thing on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with the only thing of it is, and people have to understand, there's some, some unfinished roadways and such, but it's because of development. You can't have a completed roadway. You can't have improved roadways if there's nothing built on either side of it, so you're kind of stuck.
Okay.
That aside, the road, I don't think it would improve the quality of life. I think the roads are in good a shape as they can be under the circumstances. Once things develop, and there are a lot of things developing, then those roadways improve. So I think the roadways, as are under the circumstances, are very good. I think they're the city of Phoenix. It's their streets in the area you described. It's not county territory, and I think they do a fine job at it. So I don't think improvement is needed, wholesale. I think the streets are in good shape.
Okay. So the scale from 1 to 5, what do you think?
I would say 1 then.
Okay.
It's not going to help matters because they've gone as far as they can under the circumstances.
Okay. Now, more good paying jobs.
Yeah, I would say that's a 5. I would say we go 5 then.
All right. Better public transportation options?
1.
Okay. More.
I believe there's plenty of buses, and I wouldn't want to see light rail out here. And there's plenty of buses and other things, so that's fine.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
I would say 5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
I would go with a 4 on that.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options? Excuse me.
4 on that also. We've got, there's a lot of stuff being built in the area, I know.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
No, I'm going to go with one on that. Kind of the same thing as the roads.
Okay. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. In thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
Probably too few.
Okay. And Mark, and would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in the trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
Too few.
Okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of the kind of businesses in Laveen. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals? Now, your answers would be yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no.
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Okay. Would that be strongly or somewhat?
More than somewhat is strongly?
Yes. And actually, if the answer is yes strongly, that you feel strongly about it, yes somewhat, and no.
Yeah, yes strongly, yeah.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we've got plenty.
Okay. We're almost done, Mark. Thank you for your patience. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? I'll type it down for you. In your own words.
We could probably use a, we've got a one Walmart that serves the Laveen area. I would say something like another Walmart or a Target, but I know they're kind of, you know, they've got things to think about too. I would say that. And then also I think the area needs like recreational, a place like an athletic facility.
Like a fitness center.
We got plenty of I think fitness centers are okay. I think we got enough of them that serve this general area. But no, things like, more indoor, like, what can I compare it to? An indoor gym, softball fields. We've got, we could use something else in addition to, Chavez Park, I think would be good.
Okay. Like
something
Chavez
along those.
Park.
Yes. But something with an indoor facility that accommodates, indoor sports such as basketball, volleyball, that kind of thing.
An indoor activity, park, something like
that.
Yeah.
Especially for youth sports, for those kind of things.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's pretty good.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, Mark, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem or a very big problem?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't actually know. I am concerned about the number of these massive apartment complexes that are going around everywhere. They're building up all over town. That seems odd to me. There's that many. These things are, to me, they smack of projects.
Okay.
They're nice looking, but they smack of projects. But there's a few of them going in Laveen area, but they're all over town. But I don't know if housing is that, in apartments for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've got a lot of apartments in this area, in the general area, in the Laveen area.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's a problem. I really don't know. I've been where I am for a while.
Would you like me to go ahead and skip that question?
Yeah, skip that one. I really couldn't say.
Okay. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem? Kind of like the same question, but differently.
Yeah, I would say it's, what are the choices again?
Yes. Not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem.
It's a moderate problem, but it's consistent with everywhere else in the valley too.
Okay.
Is kind of the problem there. Prices are just, I don't think they're affordable. This chicken wire and stucco and, you know, wood, I think they're well built, but I think they're astronomically priced.
Okay. So we'll go with the moderate problem. Okay.
I'd say moderate. Yeah.
Okay. Moderate. Still thinking about residential development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors? Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat. No.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Single family detached homes. Strongly, somewhat, no.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes. Strongly, somewhat, no.
Somewhat. Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Strongly, somewhat, no.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. Mark, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20.
More than 20. Okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home,
yes,
or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Okay. We're almost done. I promise. Now, I am going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Now, the first one is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Hmm.
It's kind of a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're saying that, like,
repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Or like you're replacing commercial properties with new housing. Are you like strongly?
I would say somewhat. I think it would depend on the property we're talking about.
Okay.
If you got some old retail that's been there for a long time, isn't that really,
taking space?
Yeah, we could do something better with those spaces.
Okay, your answer would be like somewhat favor. Okay.
Somewhat favor.
Now, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? would repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
I would say I oppose only because I don't, whatever the parking lots we have, you know, belong to the, to retail or other commercial or, you know, things like that. I don't see a lot of parking lots.
Okay.
They're just sitting there.
And that's opposed, like, somewhat or strongly?
I would say strongly if that was in this case.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. So it's strongly opposed. So, okay.
Yeah, both. It would be both on that.
Okay. Change zoning laws or allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of families of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. All right. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, Mark? High school, non-college, somewhat college, four-year college graduate, postgraduate school, or degree, master's, doctor's?
Master's.
Okay. All right. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right number, okay? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, more than $125,000?
100 to 125 for a total household income.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Mark.
Thank you. Perfect. Well, thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for being so patient with me. This includes our survey. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.